You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An investigation is underway after two deaths and an officer-involved shooting in Portage County. The incident happened on Sunday night in the small town of New Hope. Deputies from the Portage County Sheriff's Office responded to a request for a welfare check at the residence a little before 9 p.m. on July 6th. When deputies arrived, they found one man lying in the front yard, dead from a gunshot wound. A perimeter was established before a 35-year-old armed man exited out of the rear of the home and was ultimately shot by a deputy. The man was treated at the scene and transported by helicopter to the hospital. When deputies entered the home, they found a woman inside, also dead from a gunshot wound. Two children were found in the home unharmed. The children were released to a family member. The deputy involved in the shooting is a 13-year veteran of the Portage County Sheriff's Office. They have been placed on administrative leave following agency policy. This was an isolated incident, and there is no ongoing threat to the public. The Marathon and Wood County Sheriff's Departments are investigating what took place. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department is leading the death investigations, and the Wood County Sheriff's Department will investigate the officer-involved shooting. The American Red Cross is asking all donors to give blood or platelets now to help keep the blood supply strong this summer. This fun season adds challenges to keeping blood products on hospital shelves. Summer vacations and severe weather can have an impact on the ability to collect blood supplies and platelets. Scheduling and keeping appointment donations are crucial this month. Today in Wisconsin Rapids, you can donate at Grace Lutheran Church from 1 to 5:30 p.m. or in Stevens Point at the Blood Donation Center on Main Street from noon to 7. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined another multi-state lawsuit. Lisa Hale reports.
This time, it's against the U.S. Department of Education for illegally cutting congressionally approved funding for mental health programs in K-12 schools. The coalition argues that the Department of Education unlawfully issued non-continuation notices of two nationwide programs designed to increase access to school-based mental health professionals and to address long-standing shortages of counselors, psychologists, and social workers in K-12 schools. The cuts affect hundreds of thousands of students across the country and would significantly reduce the implementation of key mental health initiatives. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction had just begun rolling out a five-year federally funded project when the Department of Education issued a non-continuation notice in April. DPI has reported that 59% of Wisconsin high school students experienced at least one mental health challenge in the last year, and that current student-to-provider ratios remain significantly above national recommendations. The grant was set to run through 2029. But with the Department of Education funding now cut, DPI will lose over $8 million in future support.
Among the provisions in Wisconsin's new biennial budget is funding to encourage producing more movies and television shows in the state. The new budget includes $5 million to restart Wisconsin's film tax credits and create a new film office under the Department of Tourism. The goal is to increase the amount of money that production crews spend in the state while filming here. Wisconsin has been one of the only states left without a film office. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early. 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup. Maybe the best lineup in baseball, and he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking to make a playlist of patriotic songs for your weekend hangs? Look no further, as I did the research so you don't have to. Here are just a few classics from back in the day, as well as modern ditties. A consensus for the best or most searched modern-day patriotic songs seems to be Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. How about adding another modern-day ear catcher to that list as well with Firework by Katy Perry? And of course, there's Tom Petty's American Girl. If you're like me, you love Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful. And if people hear it on your list, they just might sing along. And don't forget Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts to encourage a good old-fashioned summer road trip. Living in America by James Brown is a song that will make you tap your toes, patriotically speaking. And let's not forget one of my personal faves, Take Me Home, Country Roads by the late, great John Denver. Happy listening, party patriotically, and safely, folks. If you were looking for a break from relatives, friends, or people in the neighborhood who drop by unannounced this holiday weekend, why not escape with a film or two that have been considered July 4th classics? Let's start with Jaws, which has to be on the list given it is considered the first summer blockbuster ever and just recently had its 50th anniversary. Another fan favorite is Independence Day, where Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum take on aliens that seemed impossible to defeat, but of course they find a loophole. The film is a total guilty pleasure and great escapism. Back to the Future is another summer classic that came out in 1985. It's got the always likable Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson, and of course Thomas F. Wilson, who never quite achieved Biffdom again. And in my research, I was surprised at how much the original Top Gun appeared on the list for 4th of July movies. If you don't feel like going back to the 80s again, check out Top Gun Maverick. Take a break from the heat and fire up the small screen. If you're looking for a political flick that dates back to a time before we were so polarized, you're in luck, if you can be a little patient. Young Washington is a biopic about the father of our country that is currently in development, according to TheWrap.com. Filming supposedly starts this summer, although there is no cast yet attached. So maybe they're just casting the role of cherry trees? Young Washington is expected to hit theaters next July 4th. America is definitely the land of the beautiful and also the land of the trying to sell you stuff constantly. It's going to get worse thanks to megaplex chain AMC, which has announced it will be putting more commercials before movies. This is considered a risky move when it comes to losing patrons, according to Variety, as AMC tries to make up a $4 billion debt by making viewers sit through more pre-film commercials. It's like they're begging people to stay home. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the upper 70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, nice day, a high again around 80. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Currently, it's 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.